For only the second time in Winter Olympic history, the United States has won the gold, silver, and bronze medals in one event. Yesterday at the Salt Lake City Games, American snowboarders swept the medals in the men's halfpipe, and German Georg Hacko tried to make Olympic history in the men's luge. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
So this is how the Dutch must feel in the Olympic speed skating events, or Scandinavians in cross-country skiing. It's our sport, we're going to win medals. The partisan crowd in Park City yesterday certainly felt the same way about snowboarding, as Ross Powers of the U.S. flew and flipped and twisted his way down the U-shaped halfpipe. Snowboarding was born in this country in the 1960s. Yesterday, it came of age, as J.J. Thomas won the bronze medal, Danny Cass the silver, and Powers the gold.
I'm not dissing on any other countries. There are some amazing riders out there, some of the Canadians, Norwegians, Finnish guys. But just to have the three of us do well today, like where it really matters, is huge for all of us.
The only other time the U.S. has swept the medals in the Winter Olympics was in 1956 in men's figure skating. The sliding sport of luge, where racers fly down an icy track, face up and feet first on a small sled, that's not an American specialty yet. Yesterday's final round began with an American in fourth place trying to win a first ever medal for the U.S. in the one-man event. But breaking into the top three was going to be a tough task for Adam Hite. Ahead of him were two of the greatest sliders in history, Austrian Markus Prock and Italian Armin Zeugler, and the greatest, 35-year-old Georg Hackl of Germany. Winner of the gold medal in the last three Olympics, Hackl now was trying to win a fourth straight, something no other Winter Olympian had done. 14,000 people were there to see if the chunky man nicknamed the Racing White Sausage could sizzle one more time. With Adam Hite in first place, the big three took their runs, and one after the next, they bumped Hite down the leaderboard.
There's a new leader from Austria, the legendary Markus Prock. 4.675 for Georg Hackl. He moves into first place here at the park. Here he comes. Armin Zeugler on the finish line. And he's done it.
Zeugler, the best luge racer of the past couple of years, had beaten the greatest. There would be no fourth straight gold medal for Hackl. Always honest and direct, he said through a translator he was not disappointed.
Sure, when you talk about Olympic history, okay, statistically speaking, it might have been nice, but, you know, here again, I didn't really think about that. This is the sport that I really care about. And if I was an American, I would just say, f*** the history.
I don't think that was in the Olympic charter.
But the ideal of sportsmanship is, and Hackl appears to have embraced that during his illustrious career. Several times yesterday, he said he deserved the silver medal, behind Zeugler, the rightful champion. As for bronze medalist Markus Prock, he and Hackl have competed against each other since they were boys. In both the 1992 and 94 Olympics, Hackl barely edged out Prock for the gold medal. Yesterday, neither man won, but Hackl still had a parting thought for his longtime rival, who says most likely this was his last race. It's a pity, said Hackl, that Markus Prock is once more behind me at the Olympics. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Salt Lake City.